Welcome to a new edition, or a special edition, of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello, everyone.
So we're both, we're not quarantined, so that's good, but we're both recording from our own homes because safety precautions are being taken at the studio we usually use. So we're going to try this. How about that?
I think it sounds pretty good.
I do too. No one would ever know we weren't together if it wasn't for me saying something. So,
right.
But we figured we would bring you a special edition of Theme Parks and Rec podcast because of the parks that are closing. And, you know, you've probably been keeping up on, you know, a couple parks, but there's so many things that have been closed due to the coronavirus concerns. And so we thought we'd give you a special edition. And also, like, when, other than a hurricane maybe that's come through in the last couple years, I can't remember something like this ever happening. So it's kind of historic. So,
yeah.
So we'll kind of talk a little bit about that, but we're kind of unsure of what the next couple weeks will be for the regularly scheduled Theme Parks and Rec podcast publishing on Thursdays, just because there may not be any news because the parks are closed, or there may be a lot of news. So just keep checking our podcast page for updates. And hopefully once the next couple weeks, you know, die down and April comes along, hopefully we'll be back to regularly scheduled programming. And
right,
we'll get
I'm
to
really
see
hoping.
Each other. Because I don't know. It's going to be weird not seeing you for 2 weeks. I don't know about you, but it's going to be a little weird.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little used to trying to be home. It's only been one day. It's a weekend day. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
I know. I just went out to the pool deck earlier this morning because I'd been in my house for so long. And I'm like, I just need to, like, change the scenery. So I sat on the pool deck for 30 minutes.
That's good.
And there were a lot of people out there, too. I think people are, even though it's only been a little while, it hasn't, we haven't even really gotten to the middle of this basically shutdown of everything, but I'm starting to get a little stir crazy, and it's only like day one, so
it's, yeah, I think it's just your mind thinking, mine too.
Yeah. So let's get into this news. Of course, we're going to start with Walt Disney World Resort closed from March 16th, and they'll remain closed through the end of the month. You want to run down what this includes, Michaela?
Right. So it includes the main four, Magic Kingdom, mm-hmm. Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom, and mm-hmm. the two water parks, which is Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon, mm-hmm. including ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, the Disney's Fantasia Gardens, which is the mini golf,
mm-hmm.
and another miniature golf, which is the Winter Summerland. But all of the Walt Disney World Resort hotels and Disney Springs will remain open during the park's closure, but that could change. We don't know.
Yeah, things change.
And the golf courses.
Yeah, things are changing so quickly that's why we wait a couple days from when all this news started to break to really record this podcast, because things were just changing by the minute, it seemed. So if you're looking to go to any of those places that we're reporting right now that they are going to keep open, just always check the websites of the venues to double check before you leave your house.
Right. So if you are going to go to the parks, let's say this next 2 days, and you're staying at the resort,
mm-hmm.
really the only thing you could be doing right now is Disney Springs and hanging out by the pool.
Okay.
And it's a pretty nice day's out. So if you're comfortable with going to the pool and going to Disney Springs, it's actually pretty nice weather right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So that's the good news, is that it's really pretty outside. So go for a 30-minute walk just to get some fresh air, you know, but take your Purell with you.
Right. And you could visit. It gives you a chance if you're there. You could go and visit the other resorts, and it gives you an opportunity to check out the different restaurants
mm-hmm.
around the Walt Disney World Resort that are not in the parks.
Exactly. You might find a hidden gem somewhere. It also, the Best Friends Pet Care is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And anytime for guests who are checking in or out, the reservation department is available 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And that's a very good thing to know also, that if you want to cancel your trip, or if you want to reschedule your trip, or if you have any questions, the reservation center for the regular resorts at Walt Disney World will still be open too.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. And then...
And the Flower and Garden Festival is still going on today and tomorrow. And they're still having a performance, which is the Guess Who, which is today and tomorrow with different times each day.
Okay, so Saturday, March 14th and Sunday, March 15th. Because parks do close as of Monday. All right, let's get into...
Well, I put this little thing in there because it's Disney Springs.
Right, yeah.
If you're going to Disney Springs, they do have an AMC theater there.
Mm-hmm.
And they are still going to be open from right now, from this recording, Saturday, March 14th. But we don't know what's going to happen. But right now, they are cutting the seating capacity. So if you want to go see, let's say, Onward in Disney Springs, the seating capacity is going to be limited because I guess they don't want much contact with others.
It's smart.
While they're sitting in the theater.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. But if you want to see a movie, you got to look at those times now.
Yes, and get your tickets early because the sales will be capped for each showtime to equal 50% of the normal seating capacity, like you said, so that people aren't sitting right on top of each other. You have room to spread out, but you can still go and get out of the house and enjoy a movie. So it's really smart. It's really smart. Speaking of movies, though, I want to put this out there. I saw that they're releasing Frozen 2 on Disney Plus earlier than expected. Is it Sunday they're releasing it, I think?
Yeah, tomorrow. So it probably will be on the streaming service 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On March 15th, which is, I was trying to look that up a couple weeks ago, actually, to see how long it was going to take Disney Plus to get it because the DVD and digital was released. And I was thinking probably not to like June or July. But thank you, coronavirus, for this because you'll be able to stream it on Disney Plus starting.
Yeah, the circumstances aren't great.
They're not.
But... Yeah, families that are staying home,
that's
a great movie to watch if you haven't watched it already. Or if you want to watch it 100 times during the next month.
With my best friend's child, that's what their plan is. They're going to be watching it on a loop for probably the next 2 weeks. So thank you, Disney, in more ways than
one. Sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm super excited because I'll get to see it again earlier than expected. But and a good move on Disney Plus. You know, moving that up, that was a smart move. I think it was awesome.
That was very smart.
And if any other movie companies want to move that their release dates up, you know, I'm open for it. And that goes for any AMC theater in the country too. That it's not just the one at Disney Springs.
Right.
So just know that if you're wanting to get out and see a movie. Disney Cruise Lines.
This is what I know right now because there's other cruise lines that are closing for like 2 months. But for right now, for Disney Cruise Line, they're suspending all departures. So if you were supposed to leave today or all the way up until the end of the month, you're not going to be sailing.
Right. And I'm sure, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably already reached out to Disney Cruise Lines to figure out what to do. And I'm sure they're fielding a lot of calls.
I'm headed out to Disney Cruise in September for my wedding. And a lot of people have been booking that specific cruise too, because they decided to reschedule till then.
Wow. Okay.
So you can reschedule for for another date that's after
the shutdown.
March.
Okay. And, I think I know of somebody who actually got on one of the last ships yesterday and cruised out yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So Universal Orlando Resort, just a little bit up further on I-4, Universal Studios Florida, Islands of Adventure and Blue Man Group will be closed on Monday, March 16th. And they're anticipated to remain closed through the end of March, just like Walt Disney World. But they say that they will continue to evaluate the situation. But Disney, Universal Resort Hotels and Universal City Walk Orlando will remain open. And you told me yesterday that they were changing up the performers for this weekend for Universal Mardi Gras.
They did, right. Yes, they did.
So it looks like today, March 14th, is Flo Rida. Hey.
Not very, very far drive for him.
No, because his name is Florida. So do you know how long it took me to figure out that his name was Florida? It's embarrassing.
Oh, maybe you didn't see the writing of it.
No, I saw the writing of it plenty.
Okay.
That's slow. And then Sunday, March 15th, it's changed to Sugar Ray. So, Sugar Ray. Nice little throwback there. So, You know, get out there if you feel safe enough. You know, and I'm sure these parks are doing everything they can to be clean and safe for the next couple days. So if you need to get out of the house and do something before everything shuts down and you're in Central Florida, you know, just be wary. Cause I was talking to you, you're even thinking about going out to the parks this weekend.
Yeah, we decided not to.
Oh, okay. Well, hey,
just to be safe and, just didn't feel comfortable with going, but I mean, all power to you if you feel comfortable with going.
Yeah, just make sure you're washing your hands, you're not touching your face, you're not touching other people. Maybe stay away from the rides because a lot of people go through there. But
if you do, maybe sanitize before and after.
Yeah, take your wipes with you because you know everybody now has got their wallet, keys, phone, and wipes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
SeaWorld Parks and Entertainment, you want to run through that list?
Yes, so they will be closed, and this includes SeaWorld Orlando, Discovery Cove, Busch Gardens Tampa, Aquatica Orlando, and Adventure Island, which is in Tampa. Mm-hmm. They will be closed on March 16th and remain closed through the end of the month, very similar to Walt Disney World. And they also have festivals going on right now. SeaWorld has their Seven Seas Food Festival, and they will not have any performances. And Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival, they have the same performers going on right now. So just let you know, it's very similar to our podcast that were released on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, we were supposed to go to Discovery Cove for an event in the next couple weeks. On your birthday, actually, is how it was going to work out. And unfortunately, our trip as well has been canceled. So we feel you if you had a trip planned for a special occasion or something. We are right in that same boat with you because we're really looking forward to it. But hopefully they will reschedule with us and we can go experience that as well.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Delayed
there
birthday.
There you go. Maybe we can do like a belated birthday for you and like a half birthday for me and we can all celebrate.
Yes.
There we go.
Perfect.
All right. Legoland Florida. Legoland Florida's resort theme park and water park will close March 16th through the 31st. And Legoland Florida's resort hotel accommodations will remain open, just like the other parks in Central Florida, kind of all, you know, taking the same route on this. However, one special thing that we talked about in our podcast last week was Nick Willenda was going to do a walk at Legoland Florida, the daredevil Nick Willenda, who just like walked across an active volcano. They're unsure about that walk in April. So if that was something that you wanted to go check out, just make sure you're checking the Legoland Florida website for all the updates on that. All right, Michaela.
And we've never, I don't think we've ever talked about this. Location, but they did have an update. It's the Crayola Experience in Orlando. I believe it's on iDrive, if I remember correctly, but don't count me on that. It is going to be temporarily shut down all its locations and stores for a 2-week period starting today. So it's closed today, March 14th, and it's going to be closed for 2 whole weeks.
Okay, something else to keep in mind. Zoo Tampa remains open and operating as scheduled. Now, just know we are recording this podcast on Saturday, March 14th. Those can always change as things develop further. And Island H2O Live Water Park. Now, that's on iDrive as well, isn't it?
That's on, I believe it is, I-92.
Okay. Yes. Is open daily and taking necessary precautions against the coronavirus. So there's some good news there. You are in the Tampa Bay area, just some local closures that I saw come through this afternoon. Glazer's Children's Museum, the Tampa Museum of Art, Mosey Plant Museum, and Florida Aquarium will be closed starting Monday, March 16th through the 29th. And then starting March 15th, all the Tampa Park and Rec facilities will be closed and programming suspended until further notice. So You know, always check with your city website, Twitter accounts, everything like that. Local radio stations will keep you updated on all the changes and openings and closures and when we can go back outside and go to events and have some fun, because right now it's going to be a lot of streaming services, I think.
Yeah, binge watching.
Yeah,
shows.
I know. I was like, I was texting with some people like, hey, you got any recommendations of some good TV shows that I could start? One I've never watched, and it's kind of embarrassing, is I've never watched The Office. So I may start that.
Like, have you watched at least a single
episode? No, can't say I've sat through a full single episode.
Okay.
So I may.
Okay. But you're aware of it.
I know John Krasinski, Steve Carell. It's kind of like a funny take on an office and a weird boss, I'm guessing, and office politics.
I'm sure you'll love it.
I have a feeling I'll be able to relate a lot to some things. What are you going to do during this whole crazy time?
I have no idea just yet, but I'm sure something creative.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to, a lot of people are going to be working from home. A lot of people, their kids are on spring break. And I know in Tampa Bay, in Florida, the education commissioner requires all schools to close for the next 2 weeks. Good news if your kids were already on spring break, because that kind of alleviates 1 week, but I was talking to my friend and she is not sure what she's going to do with her kids for 2 weeks. Cause I'm like,
that's like an early little summer.
Yeah. It's like a Christmas break in the middle of March almost.
But indoors.
but you know, if you've got a backyard, you can go play outside.
Right. I should say, like, not really traveling.
Right.
It's really just going to be local. Maybe go to the park.
Well, the parks are going to be closed.
Maybe go in your pool.
The Tampa parks are.
No, park as in like
neighborhood parks.
I should say, if like, you know, the local parks, you know, with the swing sets. But again,
bring your wives. But you know, have your kids ride their bike around the neighborhood. I know I'll be taking a lot of neighborhood walks, just to get some fresh air and to get out of the house. But if you are not feeling well, even just a little bit, stay home. We all need to do.
There's a lot of great streaming services out there.
Yeah.
There's HBO, there's Disney Plus, Netflix,
Hulu,
Amazon Prime, Hulu, a lot of great shows out there. And one that I highly recommend, especially with park related, would be The One Day at Disney. I actually have not started watching that yet, so I probably will through these next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Getting to see what people do at Disney, like, in one day. So I think that would be cool. And then there's also The Imagineering Story, which I know that you watched that one. It's very emotional, very awesome. And I'm sure there's other things about different parks, different travel. There's YouTube channels you could watch of different things. You could listen to our past podcast episodes. A lot of stuff you can do.
And anything on the BPod Network, too. You can binge all that as well. So anything else you want to add, Michaela, before we go?
Not at the moment, but man, am I going to be excited when these parks open back up. And think about Thursday when the news dropped that all these parks were closing, these theme parks, because you're going to remember this. It's going to be the thing that people ask you about. Where were you? What were you doing when you found out that everything shut down in the nation?
Yeah, this is really unprecedented territory. I mean, we've maybe lived through this a little bit. If there was a bad hurricane or a tropical storm that came through, maybe the parks shut down for a couple days. But when almost worldwide, definitely within the country, just stopped for 2 weeks. It's definitely going to be something in the history books for sure. But we just hope that you stay safe and healthy. And, you know, just keep checking your local news stations, your local radio stations, and the park websites for updates on anything related to opening and closures and any developments that may come about in the next couple weeks. And like I said, this has been a special episode of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast, but we are kind of up in the air on what we're going to do for the next couple of weeks. Cause like we said, there could be a lot of news. There could be no news. But when there is news, we will definitely jump on and do a new episode. Cause like I said, we're both being told to work from home, to keep the place that we record our shows in, healthy. So, you know, we're kind of doing this remotely this week and trying it out. So we'll definitely be keeping you updated on the latest news as we see it come down. And thank you so much for joining us. And wash your hands out there, people.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.